Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do all kinds of different things today. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Go ahead and write as neatly as you can, and I will too. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to do some coloring first. All right. At the top of your paper, oh, do you hear my lovely music? It's February, so I thought I'd play some nice piano music in the background. Yes. All right. At the top of your paper, you're going to see a couple of balloons. What shape are those balloons? Yes, they're heart balloons. How many do you see? Count them. 1, 2. Okay, let's color the heart balloon next to the girl with the bow in her hair. She's sitting behind the table. Let's color that heart balloon purple. Any kind of purple will work. Color that balloon purple. Color neatly. We should be able to see how nice you color. We don't want it to be sloppy, sloppy. Nice purple balloon. Heart balloon. Okay, purple balloon next to the girl with the bow in her hair. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down that purple crayon, and will you please find a red crayon, some kind of a red crayon, and let's color the other balloon, the one that's between the boy and the girl. Color that one some kind of red. Some kind of red. So balloon. What letter sound does balloon begin with? B-b-balloon. You got it. B. B-b-b. What does it end with? What letter sound does the word balloon end with? What's the ending sound? Balloon. Yep. N. I'm almost done with my red balloon. Let's put our crayons down in 3, 2, 1, put down that crayon. All right, boys and girls, the boy and the girl are sitting in front of the table, and there's a flag banner hanging up. It's got little triangles. Do you see what I'm, it's hanging. It's kind of like a decoration on the table, and there's hearts on each triangle. Do you see? Let's count each heart on each triangle. Touch and count them. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's kind of like a decoration. I call it a banner, and there are 7 hearts on that banner. Let's color those 7 hearts blue. Any kind of blue will work. I like to call it a banner. So we're just coloring the hearts. They're on top of the triangles. They're hanging from the desk or the bench or the table that the boy and the girl are behind. I'm on my 4th blue heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So banner begins the same way as balloon. How does banner begin? What letter sound does banner begin with? Yep, B. And so does blue. Blue begins with B. B, B, B. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay, we're going to find something else that starts with B. But it could also start with something else. But I'll get to that. You might see 2 buckets. B, B, buckets filled with hearts. Do you see the B, B, buckets filled with hearts? Let's color the buckets orange, any kind of orange. They're in front of the table, and they're stuffed full of hearts. So bucket begins the same way as banner and balloon, but I said it could also be something else. We don't have to call these buckets. We could call these pails. Pails. What letter sound does pail begin with? P. What letter sound does pail end with? Ale. L. You got it. So we're coloring the buckets or the pails orange. They're filled with hearts. Lots of hearts on this page. Okay, I'm almost done with my buckets. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's color the girl's shirt. The girl that has the bow in her hair. Let's color her shirt green. So the girl with the bow in her hair, will you color her shirt green? She's got a bow in her hair, and we're coloring her shirt green. What letter sound does green begin with? G, G, G. Green begins with G, G, G. What letter sound does green end with? Green, N. I can't get you guys, can I? No. All right, let's match her bow to her shirt. Let's color the bow green as well. Oh, the piano music is so pretty. I could just sing all day long with the piano music. Okay, put down your green crayon. And let's look at the girl without the bow in her hair. She's got a ponytail, though. Let's color her shirt. Let's do yellow. Let's color that girl's shirt yellow. Even color the heart on her shirt yellow. Just color her shirt yellow and the heart yellow. Looks like her heart has like a lock and a key. You would put a key in that lock. I mean, it's pretend it's on her shirt, but you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? You got a key to my heart. All of you have the keys to my heart. I just love you, each and every one of you. Don't say ooh. No. Okay, we're coloring her shirt yellow. Okay, ready? Take that yellow crayon. Go up and color her hair yellow too. We'll have her with blonde hair. Blonde hair. Let's talk about the word hair. What letter sound does hair begin with? Hair. Yes, it begins with the letter H. Make sure when you sound or say the sound of H, you cut it off. You say, you don't say, huh. That's not the letter sound of H. Huh. No. That's like you're asking me, huh? What? We don't do that. We say, the letter sound H says, ha. You got it. All right, get ready to put down that yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's move over to the boy. Ready? Let's give him a blue shirt and the heart that he's holding. It can be blue too. We'll give him a blue shirt. Wonder what they're doing behind this desk or this table. I mean, I don't think you sell hearts. Do you think they're selling balloons? I would buy a balloon. I like balloons. Do you like balloons? I just think they're fun, especially the kind that are filled with helium and they, you know, float around in the air. Love those kinds. But I'll take any kind. All right. Take 2 more seconds for his blue shirt, 2, 1. Let's color his hair brown. Color the boy's hair brown. Is it just me or does it seem like we have a lot of words that begin with the letter B? Brown, bow, blue, banner, balloon. But I promise you this is not a letter B page. It's an all kinds of things page. We counted some hearts. We're listening and learning. We're doing beginning sounds and ending sounds. Put down your brown crayon in 2, 1. All right, let's color their desk or their table. Let's color that red. Any kind of a red will work. You can have a violet red. I am not picky. So we're going to color their table. or their bench or booth, whatever this is that these kids are sitting in front of. We're going to color it red, some kind of red. Be sure to go around that banner. So let's talk about the word red. That does not begin with the letter B. Red begins with the letter R. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter R? Red and Can you think of one? Run, run, run as fast as you can. They've got balloons and they're coming for you, man. Sorry, I just made that up. I have no idea why you would run away from a balloon. I wouldn't. I just made that up. You know me. I like to sing. I like to make things up. I like to have... Because you know me, I'm just crazy. Just a crazy person that just makes things up. And she likes to sing and make up poems and rhyme. Okay, I have almost finished with this desk or this booth or this table. I should be done in 3, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon and let's find our pencil. We are going to do some work at the bottom of our paper. If you look at the first picture, we have a heart, and I want us to write the beginning letter sound for heart. H. Write the letter H. It's okay if you want to put a capital or a lowercase. I'm putting a lowercase H. But heart begins with the letter H. Scoot over. I see a balloon. Balloon. B, b. What letter sound does balloon begin with? B, b. Letter B. Go ahead and write it down. Capital or lowercase is fine. Scoot over. Hold it. We have a bucket. But I don't want you to put the beginning sound. So if you put a B, erase it. If you put a B next to the bucket, erase it. I want us to put the last sound in bucket. 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 The last sound is T. Put the letter T next to bucket. And then scoot over. I see a girl. What is the last sound you hear in girl? L. Go ahead and write the letter L next to the girl. So let's check these. You should have an H for the beginning sound in heart. You should have a B for the beginning sound in balloon. You should have a T for the ending sound in bucket. And you should have an L for the ending sound in girl. All right, scoot down. We're going to read a sentence. I'll read it first. You point to the dots under each word when I read it. I see a lot of hearts. Let's read it together. Touch the circles under the words and read it with me. I see a lot of hearts. See all those hearts? All right, let's count the circles. How many words are in this sentence? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 words in the sentence. Let's read it one more time. I see a lot of hearts. Okay, with your pencil, I want you to color in the circle for the word see. Color in the circle under the word see. S-E-E. Color that circle right under the word see. And then let's color in the word or the circle under the word lot. L-O-T. L-O-T. Do you see it? It has an L-O-T. Will you color that circle in under it with your pencil? And our last word is the last word in the sentence. Hearts. There's a picture clue to help us read that word. Hearts. Can you color in the circle under the word hearts? It's the last word in our sentence. Let's read it one more time. Touch those circles and read it with me. I see a lot of hearts. Okay, scoot down to the sweater. See the picture of the sweater? Will you draw for me 5 hearts on that sweater with your pencil? 1. Just do your very best. It's not a heart contest. 2. We're going to draw 5. 3, 4, 5. 5 hearts on the sweater. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check and make sure you have 5 hearts on the sweater. Excellent. Okay, scoot over to the 10 frame. Let's count the counters in the 10 frame. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got it. Now, let's color all of those, each one, color each counter with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then with your pencil, will you add one more? Make a nice, big, round, fat counter on the bottom. What would be 5 and 1 more? What number is that? 5 and 1 more. 6. Color it in if you haven't colored in your own counter. Fill in your own counter. We're just drawing one for ourselves. So now our 10 frame should have 6 counters in it. 5 and 1 more. 5, 6. 5 and 1 more. 5, 6. Okay, scoot over. There are some numbers for us to trace. Let's trace them together. Ready? Start on the 1 and trace it. 1. Scoot over. Trace it. 2. Scoot over. 3. 4. You're tracing the numbers. 5, 6, 7. And the next one's blank. What do we need to put there? 8. We counted to 8. Count with me again. Touch the numbers and say them out loud one last time for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it. Boys and girls, you may put your pencil down. You did it. We did it all. We did February number 1. We did it all. We learned and reviewed and talked about beginning and ending sounds. We counted a little bit. We read a sentence. I tell ya, boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.